We're learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, and we're starting Vav and Beis, the two dots. Omamar, it said in the Braisa, when it said all different type of Rishuyos, Omamar, Avoyom, a river or ocean, Ubika, it's like a valley, Vastavonis, those are like the benches in front of the stores, Vakarmelis, those things, Eina Leikur Shishiyachiv, Leikur Shisharabim. They're not like a Shishiyachiv, they're not like Shisharabim, they're not like carry from there to Shishiyachiv or there to Shisharabim. Right, the Gemara, Ubika, Eina Leikur Shishiyachiv, Leikur Shisharabim, is a valley, not like a Shishiyachiv, not like Shisharabim, but tonight, I went to the Mishnah in Tyrus, Habika, where they planted, this bika, they planted zron, they planted tvua, their wheat. Ba'atanan, ha-bika b'moysachama, it's a shushiyachid l'shabbos. It's a shushiyachid for Shabbos, versus a rabbim l'tumma. The reason why it's shushiyachid l'shabbos is, because my it's not a road, people don't want a private property. But the tumma, where you need, that it should be in seclusion, because you learn that from Saita, there's a halacha that a Safik Tumah b'shus harabim is Tahar, and Safik Tumah Yachid is Tameh. What's a Bika? Is that like a shus harabim l'tumah or a shus yachid l'tumah? So it says, in Moisa Chama, in the summer, this Bika, this valley is shus harabim l'tumah. And what's the reason? Because people do walk in there once in a while, and if you have more than three people already, it's not called a shus hayachid l'tumah. Therefore, in the Moisa Chama, where there is no Zra'im, even though they use this for planting, but in the summer you don't plant. That's when you harvest. So it's a shushi rabim l'tuma. And by sakshamim, it's a shushi yochid for both of them. Lekach v'lekach. It's a shushi yochid sai for tuma and sai for Shabbos. Why tuma here? Because since there's ra'im here, since they plant here, people don't walk there. So it's even for tuma, it's called a shushi yochid. So it comes out that we're saying in this Mishnah that either or, bika zikr shushi yochid, sai in the winter and sai in the summer, it's a shushi yochid. It's called a private domain. And the shayla is, our Braisa says it's a karmelis, so it's a stira. Here it says, Sayy Moisachama, Sayy Moisach Shomim, Mr. Shushi Yachid Vashabbos. And there it says, in our Mishnah, it says that it's considered a karmelis. So we want to say two truths from Ula and Rav Ashi. Omu Ula, Loilam karmelis Ava, really it's a karmelis. My car is Shushi Yachid, why we call it Shushi Yachid, Fitna Shayna Shushi Rabbim. It's calling it Shushi Yachid, just telling us it's not a Shushi Rabbim. That's all it's telling us. And therefore, they tell us there's no chiv. If you throw from a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, let's say, this is not kosher Rabbim, from Rosh Hashanah Yochid into here, you're not chayiv. It's not kosher Rabbim. That's what you call Rosh Hashanah Yochid. But Avad, that's not Rosh Hashanah Yochid either. You're not going to be chayiv throwing it from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim either. But it's saying it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. You would think maybe Rosh Hashanah Rabbim because anyone could walk there. Saying, no, it's not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's what it means, Rosh Hashanah Yochid. But Avad, that's a karmelis. That's Ula's Teretz. Rav Ashi Omar could go into Islam Mechitzos. We're talking about our brides that calls a Bika, the Mishnah and Tyrus that calls a Shushi Yachid, the Mishnah and Tyrus that calls a Shushi Yachid, someone has Mechitzos. Could go into Islam Mechitzos. That it has Mechitzos. That's what a Bika has. And therefore, it's a din of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. V'chiyama hadam ula aram yechran karfef yoysin beis asayim shlohuk v'adira v'filakur v'likarayim azorik l'soich echayit. So it comes out, you can even say that both of them are talking about the same case, both bika, they have mechitzos, and it has a din of a karmelis and a din of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. How is that possible? So it's possible by something called a karfef. Something called a karfef. Karfef is a place where it's bigger than sasayim, it's bigger than Tusa, and it's not Hukav Ladira. That means that when you made the fence, there wasn't a house here first, and you didn't make the fence in order to be for the Dirim inside. You didn't make the fence for the Dira inside. That's not what you made the fence for that. You made the fence for a different reason. You first made a fence, then you put a house there. So it's called not Hukav Ladira. These places have a din of a Karfif. There are other cases of Karfif, also places where you don't use it for Dira. Let's say, for example, a field that you plant in it, and you put a fence around it, and it's more than sasayim, you're not allowed to carry in it, even though you have mechitzas. You would say, of course, what's the problem? It has mechitzas. An example of a karfif, just to bring it to these days, is a big machloikis, if like a baseball field is called a karfif or not. Let's say you go into Lakewood High School and has a big fence around the track and the whole football field. You're allowed to carry in there? It's more than base sasayim, right? So it's a big machloikis, a lot of place can hold, you're not allowed to carry in there. I think we're Belsky held, you were allowed to carry in there. But a lot of places called you're not allowed to carry in there because it's not hukka vadira. They don't live there, you don't do anything living there. I think Rabbi Belsky times may do exercise there, it's called hukka vadira. But the Maisa give you an example what a karfif is. That's called a karfif. What? Right, that's a shame shayla, yes. The park was, there was a shayla with the Ocean County Park, if it was hukka vadira or not. That was the machlekes. So Chaim Tzvi Grela called it's not hukka vadira.
It's like a small playground.
If it's usually not based asayim, asayim is a big amount. There's, I think, 70 amas by 70 amas. It's pretty big, 140 feet by 140 feet. It's pretty big. So most playgrounds are not that size, but that's called a karfif. So here, we're talking about this bikka was a karfif. The bikka was a karfif. It was had a mechitza. So what happens? So Zok Rashi, midaraisa, it's called a shushiyachid. So if you throw into it, yechayiv. It's a shushiyachid Shabbos. But on the other hand, it's a karmelis because you're not like carrying it because it's a karfif. Even if it's this big, kur karayim is 15 times the size of sasayim, because 30 saw, and karayim is even more. So, I'm not sure how my kur right, maybe kur is 15, so I think 30 saw. Yeah. Hazarik l'soich echayim, you throw into this karfif echayim. Still has a different shashiyachim with the raisa. My time, mechitzahi, el shemechaseres dirum. It's really called mechitzahmechaseres dirum. So it's a shmak of pshat. We have here a case with the same bikkah as a shashiyach l'shabbos. It means the guy throwing into it. But on the other hand, it's a karmelis he can't carry in it. That's the pshat. So Rav Ashi has a beautiful pshat. They're not a steer anymore. Bikkah is a shashiyach and is a karmelis. It fits very good. So the Gemara, Bishlam Rav Ashi, loyomar, he didn't say like Ula's pshat, which was a doichik kadula, because he said like Ula's pshat of karfis. Elu'ula, why did he answer and say, Rishishiyachah just means not a Rishishirab? Why didn't he answer like his own pshat? My time will amukah shmaitse. Why didn't he say like his own member of Karfif? Amalach, so Ula answer, he is slay mechitzes. If this bika had mechitzes, bika karile, it's not called a bika, it's called a Karfif. It's called a Karfif, that's what it's called, not a bika. So he didn't like this pshat. Virab Ashi says, no, I don't like your pshat. Rishishiyachah k'toni. It says Rishishiyachah. Don't tell me it's not a Rishishirab. It says Rishishiyachah. It has to be what it means. So Rav Ashi Tain is, look at the Mishnah and Tain, it's Rishishiyachah. I think it means Rishishiyachah. And he's Taining the Lashon Bikah. So that's the Machlokes, what Lashon to look at, but like upon him, that's what comes out over here. And we learned the Halacha of Karfif over here. There's got a big Machlokes. It comes from this Gemara that Karfif midaraisa is Rishishiyachah. There are rayas from Rashi later on that karfif maybe is midaraisa called a karfif. Even midaraisa is not Rosh Hashanah. So to how to answer stira is different ways. Fasamas and the Chasam Seifa answer that here there was the land up being a house here. Just the house came after the wall. But if you never have a house, there might be even midaraisa not Rosh Hashanah. That's how the Chasam Seifa and Fasamas want to tie in. Okay. So to Gemara Vayta. It says in the cases of karmelis, it said a river, a bikka, a istavonis, and then it said a karmelis. What's a karmelis? A karmelis. Oh, the kulunami lab karmelis. And the other things are not called a karmelis. Like, what's the business with what is a karmelis? Like, that's what you just said. What does a karmelis come to teach us? So to Gemara, ki also rabdi mar v'yechon l'itzchol karen zavis asmuchol shesharabim. This, you know what a karmelis is? A karmelis is, if you have like a row of houses, and one of the houses are a set back from the road, and people can walk there, that's part of Shirabim. Shirabim like it has an indentation going towards one of the houses because one of the houses are set back. So in that case, that's called Keren Zavis. So that area, even though it's part of the Shirabim, is still called a Karmas. Some people do Olam walks in there when there's a lot of people walk there. Since it's not geshmak to be mishtamish there because you have to go off the road a little bit, he karmas dami has a din of a karmas. It's like similar to tzidur shesharabim. The Torah says you don't want to say tzidur shesharabim because there are some sheet as a whole that's a shesharabim. Tzidus Shizurabim, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is Shizurabim. So he speaks out, we don't want to say Tzidus Shizurabim. So we're saying karmelis is coming to Marba, a case where it's Karen Zavis, which means it's set back from the road, and you have that area. So to Gemara Vaita. Ki also Rav Dimi or Rav Yechanan. Bein ha'amudim nidin ka karmelis. Bein ha'amudim is in the middle of the street, or the shuk, or the plaza, where all the people congregate, which is Dinrish Shizurabim, there's a certain area where there are amudim. So what is the halacha between those amudim? Is that a shirabim or shirachan? On one hand, this is a middle of shirabim. On the other hand, you have these poles that make it a little hard to walk. These poles were there to hang up the wares that they were selling. So Kiyosav Dimar Vechna Ben Amudim Nidin Karmelis. It's a Karmelis. My time Afu Gav Das V'Rav. Even though the Rav walked through, Kiyosav Dimar Vechna Ben Amudim Nidin Karmelis. This doesn't go straight. You have to weave around them. Karmelis Domi. Has done of a Karmelis. And Tosha speaks out, I of Shush Rav must be 16 amas wide. So here's that 16 amas wide. So Tosha, since the rest of the Shush Rav is 16 amas wide, so it doesn't bother us if one area is less than 16 amas with the Amudim. It makes no difference. It's the whole Shush Rav is 16 amas wide. That it could be called Rosh Rabbim. And the only reason not, this man the Yom is saying, the reason is because it's not Geshmak to walk through there. Om Rav Zeir Om Rav Huda, it's the Va, Shofnei Amudim, Nidin Kekarmelis. The benches in front of the Amudim, those there, it's called the Karmelis. I can't walk, because I can't walk over them, I have to walk around them, so that area is called the Karmelis. Zokta Gemara, Lamandi Omen Amudim is called the Karmelis Koshkin Itztava, because it's even harder to walk around the Itztava. But Lamandi Omen Itztava, that Itztava is the Karmelis, Itztava who'd loy nichle tashmishte, it's not easy to walk there. I've been Amudim, the nichle tashmishte, it's easier to walk past the Amudim, loy. It'll taka be your Shishrabim. And that's we have to speak out the Tosfos, that even though it's not 16 amas wide, since it's part of Shishrabim, it'll be your Shishrabim. Lishtach, you know. Another loshen. Now, bein amudim zimun darasi lei rabim krus rabim dami. Sometimes people walk through there, so it's just a rabim dami. What's the difference between two loshenas? Pashtus, the difference between the two loshenas are that if you have first loshen, you have to have two things: darasi ba rabim and nichet hashmishte. And I was saying that bein amudim have both. People walk there, and it's easy to walk there. The second loshen was enough with just darasi ba rabim. That's enough to make it into just a rabim. Balka ponim, we're saying that. If you hold Itztava as a Karmelis, then maybe Amudim argues. But if you hold that Amudim is a Karmelis, Kol Shekein, the Itztava is also called a Karmelis. So that's the end of what for a few lines. If what's called Shirabim, the Gemara is just take a new case here. Amar Rav Bar Rashiel, Amar Rav Chista, Levena Sekufa B'Shirabim. You have a brick. Rashi says this brick was 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. But when you lay the brick down, so then it was 3 tefachim wide and 3 tefachim length. But the height is it could be any height a levena. So levena is kufa shirabim v'zorak v'toch b'fanel chayiv al gaba is potter. So here we're talking about this levena. It's not your tefachim high. It's not your tefachim high, but it's more than 3 tefachim high. So if you throw al-gaba, so then it's part of why, because it's a makam p'tur. It's not dalad al-dalad. Like we just said, it, the width is 3 by 3. So therefore, it's not dalad al-dalad, so it's a makam p'tur if it lands on top. But if it lands on the side, then you chayif. You have to throw on some kind of sticky thing. You threw it, and it's stuck to the side. Then you chayif. What's the pshat that you are chayif? Because it's like you're throwing it in the Shush HaRabim, because that's Aver Shush HaRabim. The ear of Shush HaRabim, upper 10 Tefachim, is called Shush HaRabim. And here, it didn't land on top, so it's not a Makom Tur, it landed on the side. It landed on the side, it's Kilu, it landed in the Aver Shush HaRabim. Just as being Noch on the side of a Levena. It's settling on the side of a Levena. And Abai Rabbah Dama Tavai, Hushik Vayu Shloisha, to Loi Darsi Loi Rabim. It's only if its height is more than 3. It's more than 3 and no Darsi by Rabim. And Tosis speaks out, the L'chayre here, if you throw it on the side, why are you chayiv? I was a nocha, mokum dalad al dalad. Tosis has 2 terusim. One Tosis teretz is that since the side is dalad al dalad, so therefore, it's considered that nocha, mokum dalad al dalad. That's one teretz. Tosis, the other teretz is, no, it's over the avir shirabim, so it's ke'ilu, it's settled on the avir shirabim. And it's even better than klut over here, because taka settled, it's settled on the side, it's settled in its place, it's like it's on the karka. L'chayra, Rashi is like the second shot. Because Rashi learned that the whole levena is only 3 by 3, so it can't be 4 by 4. Even if the height is 4, but the width can't be 4. So it has to be that Rashi holds like the other pshat. Not the riva. There's 2 pshat in Tosfos, the riva learned that the makom was dal dal. Balak upon him, the loch is you throw something inside a levena, it is chayiv, al-shirabim, but al-gaba is part of his makam p'tur, and Abayah says that's more than 3 high, l'darsi v'rabim. But if it's less than 3, the people walk on it, so then anyway, it's a shirabim. But zokt Abayah v'rava, aval hizmi v'higi, thorn bush and rose bushes, apagav loik via shloisha, it already has din makam p'tur. Why? Because people don't walk on it, they're going to hurt themselves. Sometimes people do walk on the thorns. It's not so gefelach. They have shoes. If they have shoes, they'll wear it walking out. But tzoya loy. But tzoya, they're not going to walk on even with shoes. So therefore, tzoya, that's even one tefach high, is a makom ptur. Rav Ashi am afilu tzoya, even tzoya. Even tzoya is called shesh rabim. And the mafarshim say, what's pshat in Rav Ashi? Either pshat is because it's loved. Anything that's loved is considered a karka, even though you don't walk on it. That's one pshat in Rav Ashi. And the other pshat of Rav Ashi is that you could jump over it. Since you could jump over it, so therefore, when it's not three pachma, you could just step over it, and therefore it has it then still loved shesh rabim. There's no such thing as a karmelis less than four tefachim wide. So that we know already. You always, to make a reshus, it has to be four tefachim to make a karmelis. It has to be four tefachim by four tefachim. Omrav sheishes tefes arasara also has to be ten tefachim high. Pray to me, what does that mean? Ten tefachim high? Maiver tefes arasara. Ilema di ika mechitza who to have a karmelis. If it has a mechitza of 10 tefachim, then it's a karmelis. V'loi, loy have a karmelis. And if not, it's not a karmelis. So you tell me that's the case? Like Rashi says, the case would be, let's say, a bika that has a gedder around it that's not a basis, that's more than a basis sign, that's a karfif. So saying, the only time it becomes a karmelis, only if it has yud tefachim. But that's not true. A karmelis of yud tefachim. V'loi, v'am agidmo, rav, chia, v'av, yosem, rav, bayis, she'im, besoichei, asara. You have a house that made for small people. You can't get in. It's not only nine tefachim inside. The kiruya v'shlim l'asara, but the roof is another tefach thick. So if you stand on top of the roof, you're over 10 tefachim. So al gagoy mutl taltol v'kula. You let it carry on top of it. Why? Because 10 tefachim high, so it's a shusha yachid. B'soichay, inside this house that's only nine tefachim high, ein metaltol by dal amas. You only can metaltol dal amas. Why? Because it has din of a karmelis. So you see, if I care, the karmelis does not need 10 tefachim high. Even less than 10 tefachim, those are still called the karmelis. So what are you talking about? That karmelis of tefes sarasar, what does that mean? So the Gemara, lemay v'tefes al yud, the opposite. The ad yud hu da have a karmelis. Lemay lema yud tefachim lo have a karmelis. Mori de gechidish. We're saying if you have something that's four tefachim, more than yud tefachim high, it's not a karmelis. It's not a karmel. I'll see you in a second. V'cheha, ta'omle Shmuel Rav Yehuda, shinina, loy tahava milo shavasa l'mayla v'yod. There shouldn't be a milo shavasa more than yod. L'may hilchasa. Ilema de'em reshush yachad l'mayla v'yod. If you tell me there's no reshush yachad l'mayla v'yod. V'om Rav Chista said, not kona, what did he say? He said, but Shabbos, more than yod is not a reshush for Shabbos. So what does that mean? Is it mean irshu yachid? Does it mean irshu yachid is a golem alam yod? It's not true. But Rav Chista, not kona irshu yachid. Someone planted a stick. He stuck a stick into the ground. Irshu yachid. V'zorak v'nocha gaba. I mean, threw it and landed on top. Afilu gevoya mea ama chayiv. Even if it's 100 amas high, it's still chayiv because you don't even need a hanocha of dalad al dalad. Even if it's less than dalad al dalad, it's still irshu yachid. Because the whole Shush Yochid is like command the Mal Yadami, and even if it's 100 amas high, Yichai, but Shush Yochid Oyla Arakia. The Shush Yochid goes up to the sky. So it can't mean that the Din Yud, that after the higher than Yud has no resource to talk about Shush Yochid, because Shush Yochid, even higher than Yud, is called Shush Yochid. Elo, the aim of Shush Rabbi Lamayla Mayud. So Elamai must be telling us, Shmuel must be telling Rabbi Yud, that the Shush Rabbi doesn't go higher than Yud. That's a masnisim. Elin is real mal. You're masnisim me. That's not. Hazorik dalat amas bekoisel lemaila miyut tvachim. This is similar to the lach we have before al aveina. It says in the Mishnah. Hazorik dalat amas bekoisel. You throw. You do have varof amas bekoisel lemaila and hits the side of the koisel and settles there. Lemaila miyut tvachim kazorik ba'aver. If it's more than 10 tvachim, why? It's like throwing in the ear and it's a putter. Lamatav yotvachim kizarek baritz. Why? Because until yotvachim is shrabim, above yotvachim now is shrabim. Elo tumara karmelis, the ain karmelis lemaila mayud. There is no din karmelis lemaila mayud. And what is it? So it depends. If it's four tvachim high, it's just yachid. That's the lach of something that's above yud. Ain karmelis lemaila mayud. By kilo berabonon, Mekula Rishis Yachin and Mekula Rishis Rabin. It has the coolest of Rishis Yachin and the coolest of Rabin. Mekule Rishosha Yachid, the Iko Mokim Harba, who dav a karmelist. First of all, the kula is a karmelist, only a karmelist, if it has a mokim arba. If it's less than arba, it's a mokim ptur, which means it's the chatchila mutter to put something there from Mishas Ravim. The Iko Mokim Harba, who dav a karmelist. That's a kula of Rishosha Yachid. Vi loy mokim ptur ba'almahu. It's a mokim ptur. Mekule Rishosha Ravim, da'ad yitvachim, who dav a karmelist. L'mayel mitzvachim, more than yutvachim, it's not a karmelist. More than yutvachim, it's not a karmelist. And the halacha is that if it's more than yutvachim, even in the Rosh Hashanah, it won't have a din Rosh Hashanah, and it won't have a din karmelist either, of Bir Rosh Hashanah, if it's more than yutvachim. So this karmelist has both kulas. So it says it has the kulas of Rosh Hashanah, that it has to be four tvachim wide. Now why do we call it the kulas of Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah doesn't need all tvachim wide? So a lot of achronim and some rishonim bring a raya from here. Just a rabbin does not need al tefachim wide. We'll see a loch of rabbin mekatvim alav that you have like a pole that people are mekasev alav. You do not need four tefachim wide for just a rabbin. It's a dinner of shishu yachid. A karmelist has the coolest of shishu yachid that has to be four tefachim wide. Just a rabbin does not need four tefachim wide. It's a big machlokes rishonim, but that's what will come out from this gemara. So like upon what comes out that a mokum anything that's less than four tefachim. It's ganzi tochen and it's not Rosh Rabbim, that's a mokum p'tur. That's what comes out. You have something with a certain height, it's not Rabbim Makasmalov, it's less than four tvachim wide, and it's seven tvachim high. The loch is, it's a mokum p'tur. What's in the geya? Someone's walking in the street on Shabbos and he chaps is carrying something. What should he do? He should continue walking, and the first mokum p'tur he finds, put it down on the mokum p'tur. So you have to find a mokum p'tur. Mokum p'tur is anything that's like, it's, let's say, something on the side that's not the. It's not high of 10 tvachim. It's 4 by 4, less than your tvachim. So then you can put it on it. I don't know, there's some kind of box on the side there, whatever it is. Or 500, yeah, it's in Shishiyachid. No. If it's in Shishiyachid, it's a problem. Make sure it's not in Shishiyachid, then Shishiyachid, Eil Adrikiya, whatever it is. It's a kubi, it's in Shishiyachid. What? Shishiyachid has the Shishiyachid. What? No, it's Sarwag not. Right, so if it's on Sarwag, you can do it. Yeah, on Sarwag is excellent playing. Yeah, it is.